Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody in the room, listen up.
Are you the next model or superstar looking to break into the entertainment industry but need the right exposure? Look no further than IPH, Infinity Powerhouse. The source for models, talent, ads, and media is searching for the next breakout star to be promoted and featured on all of its media platforms, including Gucci Style, TM and TSN Magazine, and IPH Magazine.
Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
IPH is currently looking for media professionals and clients to help advertise their brand on the number one leading source for talent exposure, IPH. For more info or to subscribe to IPH Digital Publication Magazine, visit them at InfinityPowerhouse.com or send an email to InfinityPowerhouse@gmail.com. Infinity is spelled I-N-F-I-N-I-T-I. IPH, bringing an innovative mindset to the forefront.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar.
Your dream. We are live. We are here at the in Fayetteville, North Carolina, where we are super, super excited to be here. Of course, as you do know, we are here to see that winners win, and I know everybody want to be a winner. So we have some fighters that's definitely going to be in the mix on today's chat with us, getting latest, letting us know what's happening with them. And I do have a winner who already won that he's going to come on shortly, but we want to let y'all know that it is hype. Here. It is hype. So many people, the parking lot is crowded. We drove up real life. Wow, where are we? So in Fayetteville, North Carolina, this brings new heights, new heights of different things that are happening. And I know fighters from all over, and they are excited. Last night, it was intense. It was intense so much because the fighters were in there. They were being weighed in, and they were like, you know, facing off with each other. And it was just all, it was just super excited. So as you heard earlier, our video, publisher advertisement, and all of that being said is that we are here with models and talent, but today we're here with boxers and kickboxers. So you see how the dynamic changes, because this show is about someone living their dream. It's not all about someone walking a runway, someone taking their next photo shoot, actually getting a magazine, but we're here today live with boxers and also kickboxers, promoters, producers, all that want to see happen. I know the coach, their managers, all of them here excited to see this movement. So right now, we're going to bring on, what is your name?
Tyler Niebuhr.
Okay, Tyler. Okay, where are you from?
North
Are you really from here? What high school are you from? Right now. So that is super exciting. But how long have you been doing this? And what do you do? Are you a kickboxer or are you a fighter?
Good. My first win is out of my second fight. And it just felt good to have my hand raised. And it was, like, I dreamed it is.
Oh, man. So your family is here. Is this your family right here?
Yes, man. It's my
mom
and
dad. Okay, this is my mom and dad. Oh, okay. Hi, mom and dad. Okay, so now this is going to be the 2-0.
Well,
1-1.
No, 1-1.
Yeah, 1-1,
yeah.
Oh, that is so cool. So, share with the listeners, you know, what is
a lot of mental. You got to be mentally strong.
Yeah.
You got to keep on pushing yourself. Nobody can want it more than you.
Yeah.
Did you show out in the ring what you put in? So it's practical training right now.
Wow. So how many rounds did you go?
Three rounds.
Did you knock the person out? So did you knock the person out?
Oh, no, man.
Okay, so it was more like you went the 3 rounds and then they actually at that point killed. Going to win at the very end. See, I'm new to this. I'm in the fashion industry. All we do. 3 rounds. Okay. Super, super. So it's been my pleasure speaking with you. I'm just, I know you're glad it's over.
Yes.
What's next for you?
The next fight.
Yeah. Oh, the next one. When? Is it in Raleigh or are you with 20th promotion?
No, man. I'm with Coach Fitz.
Uh-huh.
He has an event coming up May 14th.
Okay.
So everybody, you know, tune into that.
Awesome. Awesome. So callers and the viewers and listeners, I know you all are trying to get on, and we're having a little bit of technical difficulties right now getting on. We in actually in the auditorium where this was, our, I believe, the original, actually the Coliseum were. This was the original place. So you imagine how long ago this was. So with signal and everything, we just want to make sure that everything is up to par. So, of course, like we always say, I don't care. Nothing's going to stop me from living my dream. This is my dream, talking to those who want to live their dream, and that makes it even better. So I'm going to bring Mom and Dad over to the other room a little closer. Oh, you videotaping us. Okay. So this is our actually phone. What's so unique about my radio show is that no matter where I go, I was on the side of the road one day because my tie burst and I needed to be at a show. So guess what? We did a radio show inside the road. So this is unique. So share with us as a father and a mother what it takes on your end to support you.
Go ahead, Mom. I was scared to death because I would rather him pick a sport where the opponent.
Earlier we chatted a little bit, and you said that one thing, of course, that, you know, this is a time to
was nervous. I'm still nervous, but I'm trying to.
Yeah.
It's not a nerve. It's nervous because I'm home.
Yeah.
You know, I got family here. I've got family that came down from PA.
Support, and they
so,
love it.
Yeah, and this is my hometown. You know,
yeah.
After tomorrow, everybody's going to see me tomorrow.
Yeah,
so,
I know,
you know,
right?
It's not like going out of town. And
we know you got your favorite.
Oh, yeah. I'm confident. It's just me showing, giving the show to Faiza. That's my nerves right now. But I'm confident. I'm ready to give the show. I'm ready to put in work.
Yeah. So tell everybody, how long have you been doing? How long you been boxing?
Professionally, 2 years. Amateur, before that was about 5 years. I learned how to box when I was 5 or 6, I believe. So I'm about to be 25 next month. So
this has been in your blood
yes,
for a long time.
I've been wanting to do this for a very long time.
So when do you see yourself? What is your goal? What are your goals within this industry?
I'm trying to be the best. I'm trying to make history. I'm trying to be in the history books and trying to have everybody remember me for something in the boxing game.
Yeah.
You know, we looking at a world title sometime at the end of this year, so we'll most likely be bringing a title fight to Fayetteville or Durham. So to North Carolina, I'm trying to put on for North Carolina as a female boxer. There's no females out here.
No female
boxers. I don't think there's females out in New York, but on the South wise, you know, there's really no female boxers.
So where are your opponents? Where she's from, I forgot.
She's from Mexico.
Mexico. Okay, so she actually traveled in.
And so
how far have you traveled out in this industry?
Texas.
Oh, Texas.
Yeah, I went to Texas in January.
Was it Dallas, Texas?
No, it was Eagle Pass.
Yeah, the reason why I said that, because you know, Dallas is my favorite place in the world. Because it was a cowboy.
I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm a Giants fan.
Oh,
yes.
You're that old.
We
wow.
can't be funny.
Y'all ain't got
nothing.
What? Football don't mean nothing. It's just something else.
No. Football season about to start, too, so I'm excited.
Yeah. So I'm just at this point, I know the hype is here, and everybody who want to be in the mix, does this surprise you for the crowd this time of day?
Oh, yeah. The amateurs, it's always surprising to see how many
people
come out to support.
Yeah.
I remember one of the promotions is doing amazing things for amateur boxing.
I love it.
When I was an amateur, we didn't have these shows. We didn't have the Bright Lights, and we had little shows in gyms at schools and stuff like that.
Right.
So this definitely brings out a whole lot.
Yeah.
It makes you want to show out and bring the crowd. So it's always good to see a big crowd like this to show support to amateur boxing.
And I tell everybody all the time that it's so unique of my business in reference to the radio show, Live Your Dream, because everybody wants to look at you, whether or not you know, somebody like, say, Flying a Plane, that's your Living Your Dream. If you, Brick Mason, you Living Your Dream, you like to build homes, you know, all of this is Living Your Dream. So I'm just excited to be a part of this and know that it's just love and y'all, they treat me really good.
Yeah.
So I'm going to see if the next time when they get on the road, I'll be able to go with them. Yeah, so I'm excited. So, what do you
want to
say to all the listeners and
views
out there about living your
dream? Just keep pushing. No matter what steps in your way, keep pushing.
Yeah.
I've been through it all. It took me a while to get where I'm at, and I'm hungry right now.
You're hungry.
You know, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I've been
honey,
at the bottom.
She's hungry. She's thirsty. She is on it. She is about to do it, y'all.
Yes.
So I know definitely. If you don't have your tickets, please get your tickets. Get your tickets. Come up here and get your tickets. When we actually went around the corner and we came into the front of this, I was like, wow. We was like, I don't think we was going to get a close parking space.
Okay.
Honey, no. So people out here, they're hyped and they want to see. I know they got family members here. Support your city. This is something that everybody wants. They wonder what is going on. What's up in Fayetteville? Well, this is it. This is it right here. So I'm a dancer, but definitely this is the daytime, and I heard it's the after party. So what about that?
Yes.
Tell us about the after party.
I believe the after party is the alcohol down.
Yeah,
so
I heard about that.
Come out support. I think Pink Panther is hosting it. So,
okay.
So we're gonna show out.
Okay.
We got to celebrate our victories.
Yes,
you know,
yes, definitely. So ladies and gentlemen, everyone, thank you all so much for letting us be a part of Y'all World today. We're still going to be here in the mix. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, but I thank you so much for tuning in and bearing with us through our technical difficulties. Ebony, thank you again.
Thank you.
Always, always, always appreciate you. And no, so anybody's called tag team, anybody you see that way that you, they're not doing that, send them over this way. Thank you, Ebony.
Thank you.
Ooh, appreciate you. So So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to a video break here where we're going to listen to our latest commercial.
Probably see me walking around with both my eyes full. So,
everybody, we are really getting close to not ending the show, but we get to the other half of the show. What we want to do is, I know we saw Mari early, you just saw him. He's in the zone. He was in the zone last night. And we actually just got finished talking to Ebony and another boxer who just won, Nick Collar. So he is super excited. This is actually something that is going to be happening on May 15th. And I'm at 5 p.m., so guess what? I'm getting it. This is something definitely that I'm telling everybody. You might want to be go out there and support because you might have the time. And if you have the time, do it. So it's going to be in Spring Lake Recreation Center. It's 245 Route Street, and it's $10 to get in. And it's a boxing event of the century. Everybody says that, doesn't it? Say the boxing event of the century. So, yes, if you can get into this on the phone, we had a smoke. We came in, we could get in, log in. So, right now, we're showing the activity on the internet is not really good. So, we still going to move forward. I can't see if anybody was trying to call in. Either is that right here? You see this? We tried. So, it's like the signal here is not that good. So, we're going to just move forward. As I said, it says that it's connected, but it's what do you want to say to the viewers out there?
Well, all I've got to say, guys, is just keep doing. You know, I mean, whether it's good or if it's bad, just try.
So what are you
telling
in reference to coming here? So when you drove up into the area, what are your
thoughts were? My thoughts were, you know, well, just like old days.
Yeah. So
you were
amazed at the how many cars were here.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you know,
in the middle of the day like this, it's really early.
Well, I never even heard about Myra Coleman until he was introduced to me by you, you know, and then I saw like, then you know, I saw like, you know, it was a big deal. So, you know, I
kind of
expected, you know, a lot of attendance.
Yeah. He's been around networking, and I'm networking. I, you know, you see a lot of stuff on there too. But he joined our network also. Hello, everyone. So sorry about that. We had some technical difficulties. As we stated, we in a building. The U.S. said this building is probably about, what, 50, 60 years old? So the signal is not that great down here. So thank you all for staying tuned. And I know the ones who probably tried to call in today wanted to definitely tune in. Due to our technical difficulties, we do understand, but this will definitely be available to play back where you can actually listen to it at any time you want to. So, Cesar, as we were saying earlier, I know we only have probably about 4 more minutes into the call. What do you think, far as what they're thinking right now, far as the boxers? I mean, you know, the ones who haven't fight yet, but they are actually going to fight. What do you think? What are they thinking about?
Well, you know, back when I started out, you know, I mean, my very first fight, I could tell you, I was so nervous, I didn't want to do it. I told my trainer I couldn't. You know, but after a while, you know, I mean, the only thing that these fighters really can want to do is, like, you know, they're either scared, they're anxious, or they're both.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, going up in there, you know, the only thing is those that once you get tagged, fear goes away, you just won.
Wow. You just want to get this over with. Wow.
Or you might end up having fun.
Yes. So, I felt the intensity last night, and when I saw Mari and his opponent, and just, you know, we wanted to do this little side-by-side interview where we talked to both of them. I wanted to make history and get to talk to both of them. And one was willing to, Mari was willing to, the other guy wasn't. So, and why do you think is that? Because you don't know each other. Why do you think people have that much rivalry and they don't even know each other? Is that psyching themselves up?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, and it happens all the time. You know, I mean, it happened plenty of times, you know, when I was in there, you know, I mean, it was a constant thing, you know.
Right.
You know, if it wasn't stare downs, it was trash talk and all that other stuff.
Right.
I've had one rival whose name I'm not going to say on live radio, but yeah, we were ready for each other. We met each other outside of the ring plenty of times.
Right.
You know,
right.
So, I mean, it was. You know, it was pretty intense, you know, and I can understand, you know, what Myra was going through.
It gets there,
you know, I'm like, that's the hype, you know,
yeah.
I think if that wasn't it, there wouldn't be no boxing.
Yeah, it wouldn't be no boxing. So, ladies and gentlemen, we definitely coming to our end of our show. We're going to get some live footage for social media soon. Again, I just thank you all for allowing us to be a part of your world. We are here in the mix. We talk about this for almost 2 months now, and I'm a firm believer that anything that I put out there, I want to keep my 100% word toward, because that speaks volume about an individual, about a company, that consistency is the key, being consistent. I go back and I think about this statement someone told me probably about 10 months ago. Well, I wouldn't even say 10 months ago, about almost 2 years ago, said about my magazines wasn't up to their standards, basically, in so many words. And I was like, well, okay, because they asked the question, well, who does your magazines? And I was like, well, you know, me and my team. Well, they came back, and that was the easy way for them to come back and say, well, who does your magazine? Meaning that, well, your magazine is not where it needs to be, so guess what? We can do it for you for this price. And I was like, well, no. So, of course, it's just so much fun. It's so relaxing. I got my part that I do in it. Everybody has their part that they do in it, and we enjoy it. So now we're sitting at 30 magazines out there, and actually just put out one less than probably 30 minutes ago. So it's Piano Keys with Fashion Con event that happened in Rayford, North Carolina. We have another one coming out for Fayetteville Fashion Week that's coming out hopefully within the next 24 hours. We've got some more work to do on that one. We just want to be fair and try to give everyone the, you know, the length of time. But sometimes, you know, of course, we have to move forward because sometimes people can't do it when they say they're going to do it. So, again, I'm just super excited. So before we close out, I want to definitely get this in. Yasmin is over there in the corner, but we're going to say live your dream at the sound of three. You ready? Ready. So one, two, three. Live your dream. Yes, do it like this. Live your dream. Woo! Live your dream. Live your dream. Live your dream. Everyone, live your dream every day you get up. If you don't have the direction of what you need to do, pray, ask God for direction to open those doors, put you through those doors, put you in the path of people that can help you and make a difference. That's what it's all about, and that's the key factor there. So, again, thank you for tuning in to Live Your Dream. We're your host, Darlene Pierce-Noble, and Caesar, the model. And Yasmin, the engineer, and videographer, and everything. Everybody's here. Thank you all. Have a good day. Bye-bye.